As Linda prepares her way up here to the platform to read her Old Testament scripture, and it comes out of the book of Numbers. And I want to give you a little background on the book of Numbers, because sometimes, very rare, do we run across the book of Numbers in the lectionary. And now that I'm back doing the lectionary, I think it's important to get the background on some of the scriptures. On my podcast, or the Pastor's Thoughts on the website, I'm still going to be doing that even after June the 28th. I'm going to still be doing that because I picked up a lot of people that enjoy that little podcast, so I'm going to keep doing them. But in the meantime, you can get it on the website, Pastor's Thoughts. The Word is the Way to Life. And we just completed going through the Psalms, Psalm 50 to 100, and I didn't know what I was going to do for the next period of time. But I thought what I would do is take, there's 66 books in the Bible, and I would take one of the books of the Bible each week and just do a summary of it. So this week is Genesis. So if you don't have anything to do this afternoon, go to our website and you can listen to it. And so, yes, Phil.
On the website, I labeled it Lesson from the Bible.
Good.
Instead of Pastor's Talks, Lesson from the Bible.
Yeah. So next week, I'm going to do Matthew, and then I'll switch over, do another one out of the Old Testament, and just back and forth until we get through the entire Bible. Just an overview, because I think I read through the Bible five times since I decided to recommit myself to the Lord, and I don't remember a lot of what I read, but I did know that I can kind of think about something like that, and then I know where to find it. So. And there was such freedom when I went to seminary, and the professor held up the book of discipline, and he said, "Okay, guys, we're going to study this book from cover to cover." He said, "That's the bad news. The good news is I don't expect you to memorize it. What I expect you to do is when you need something, you know where to find it." So that gave me a little bit of freedom, too, with Scripture. Anyhow, I digress.